Whispers in the dark, ooh, shadows in the night.
The Connie Boswell Show with Buddy Lester, Lloyd Schaefer and his orchestra, yours truly, Jack McCarthy, and here comes Connie herself.
Keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jive on my milk diet. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quota. All right, now I'm beat right down to the side, and I've got to get myself some nods. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Oh, the noise of the river, or I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it, and I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you make me punchy with that bottle move. Oh, I wanna give my all, and I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rivet. So bail out, bud, with that milk barrage. It's unpatriotic, it's sabotage. So, milkman, keep that great eye riot. Cut out if you can't lullaby it. Oh, milkman, keep the bottles quiet. Been knocking out a big tank all day, working on a bomber. Okay, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I've got to get my 40 winks. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Oh, I'm gonna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rivet. So bail out, bud, with that milk barrage. It's unpatriotic, it's sabotage. Whoa, milkman, whoa, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Thank you, folks. Thank you. And thank you, Lloyd. You know, you and the boys were really solid there tonight. And I sure love that tricky little introduction. Tell me, Lloyd, was that an obbligato or tremolo?
Don't ask me. I'm only a musician.
Never mind, Lloyd.
Hello, Connie. Gee, you're looking mighty sunburned tonight. Where'd you get the tan?
Oh, I went down to Coney Island yesterday, Jack.
Well, how'd you get out there? By subway?
No, I took one of those share-the-ride taxicabs.
Share-the-ride taxicabs?
Yeah, Jack, it was pretty crowded, too. In fact, it was so crowded, I asked the driver what the big idea was.
What did he say?
Well, he said he was releasing a bus for active service. But I really had a lot of fun down there at Coney Island.
Oh, I'll bet you did, Connie. You know, I was in Coney Island just last year, and I had a lot of fun, too. That is, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Connie, the freak show was a fake.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, the man said he was going to show the only two-headed boy in existence. And you couldn't expect me to believe that.
Why not?
Well, how could he be the only two-headed boy in existence? My brother was still in Chicago.
Oh, Jack, stop your kidding. Now, you know you don't have a two-headed brother. Or do you? That's a story, and a pretty tall one at that. And say, that reminds me, I have a story, too. It's all about the fellow on a furlough. He's just a fellow on a furlough, out looking for a dream. The one who's in his dreams every night. A lonesome fellow on a furlough in search of company, somebody who will be his guiding light. Oh, pretty lady, you'll hear him say, beautiful lady, are you going my way? just a little time to play, I know. But he'll be back to stay someday, I know. You know, Jack, I'm really beat. Boy, that Coney Island really knocked me out.
Connie, I bet you saw just about everything in Coney Island.
Sure did, Jack. And guess who I saw on the beach with a girl?
Who?
Our funny thin man, Buddy Lester.
Buddy Lester with a girl?
That's right.
Are you kidding? The only way Buddy Lester can get a girl to chase him is to steal her nylons.
Now, don't laugh, Jack. They were really having a wonderful time on the beach.
Making love?
No, mud pies.
You hear that, Lloyd? Buddy Lester spends his time making mud pies.
What are you laughing at? They taste pretty good.
Look, fellas, when we get there, don't tell him that I was there, too, because I want to have a little fun.
Okay, Connie, but here he comes now. Buddy Mud Pie Lester.
Hello, Connie. Hello, Jack. Brother, did I have a time at Coney Island.
Hey, Buddy, why didn't you tell me you were going to Coney Island? I would have gone along with you.
Well, I didn't plan to go. I just happened to be standing in front of a subway station. A big crowd came along, and before I knew it, Coney Island. And boy, is it crowded on that beach.
Well, did you ever see Coney Island when it wasn't crowded, Buddy?
You're not kidding, Connie. I've been going there for 7 years. I still haven't seen the water. But did I have a time. I was about the handsomest guy on the beach. Hundreds, mind you, of girls were flocking around me.
Hundreds of girls? Now, wait a minute, Buddy. I was at Coney Island, and I didn't see you with any hundreds of girls.
Who do you like better, Dick Tracy or the Summer Sisters? Okay, let's get back to the script. Hey, Connie, but how did you like that bathing suit I was wearing?
Oh, swell. But don't you think the sleeves were a little long?
Well, maybe. But the stockings were a good fit. But that's nothing. You should have seen what some of those girls were wearing.
Well, what are the girls showing at the beach this year, Bud?
Almost everything. You know, give some of those girls an inch, they got a bathing suit. And the crazy things those girls do at the beach, why, one of them even went in the water. Thank you. You know, I saw a brunette walking around all day with a bottle of peroxide in her hand.
A brunette with peroxide?
Sure. She was trying to establish a bleach head.
Say, Buddy, Connie was telling me that you were with a girl. Do I know her?
Oh, you are such a wolf, McCarthy. You always want to know if you know my girls. And it so happens that I saved that girl from drowning. You know my girl.
You did.
You know
that. Well, of course. I wonder just where we are right now.
Well, all right, Buddy. So you saved her from drowning. That's a warm night. We're lazy.
So we
was she grateful?
Was she grateful?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Well, you know, Buddy, listen. I'll have this print made bigger next week. You know, Buddy, when a girl is rescued by a handsome man, you know, she kisses him. What did she do?
Well, she took one look at me and made me throw her back in the water. But you know something? We had a lot of fun that night. We went on all the rides in Coney Island, the cyclone, the bobsled, the whip.
Did you take her in the tunnel of love?
Sure. And was it dark in there? In fact, it was so dark, when I put my arm around her, she got mad and slapped me on somebody else's face. And after that, I took her on that new ride they have out there. call the bone crusher. Murder. They strap you in a little car, they pull a lever, you shoot 300 feet in the air, then the door opens and you hang by your feet. Then they push a button, an iron claw reaches out, grabs you by the hair, shakes you, and sends you flying 75 feet into a basket. And what do you think? No admission charge.
No admission charge? Why, buddy, how do they make money?
Well, whatever drops out of your pocket is theirs. What rackets I got out there.
Rackets?
Sure. Take those mind readers, for instance. Look at the money they take in just to read a person's mind.
Well, I suppose you think you can do it.
Sure. Anybody with half a brain can do it. What am I saying? And those handwriting experts. You know the ones that read your handwriting and tell your fortune? I can do the same thing. All I have to do now is to learn how to read. In fact, I'm thinking of opening up a fortune teller's concession in Coney Island.
No, he's a fortune teller. That's a laugh.
What are you laughing at? Yeah, if I'm not a fortune teller, I should be tied in knots.
Well, don't just stand there, Jack. Untie that boy.
Come in.
Mr. Lester, I've been listening to you for the past 5 weeks, but last Tuesday night I liked you best.
Last Tuesday night you liked me the best? I wasn't on the air Tuesday night.
I know, that's why I liked you best.
Oh. Hey, who are you, anyhow?
Well, my name is Ezra M.S. Hemingway.
M.S.? What does the M.S. stand for?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
Yeah, when I was born, my mother thought she was getting a little sap.
Look, Sappy, what do you want here, anyhow?
Well, I understand you want to be a fortune teller, and I am here to teach you a few tricks.
You're going to teach me?
Yeah, I'm a swami.
A swami?
Yeah, I tell fortunes by reading mustard.
By reading mustard? That's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. Mustard always goes with swami.
You can come in again if you want to. But what's the advantage of telling fortunes with mustard?
Well, it makes the romances come out much spicier.
Oh, I see. Well, all right. Then if you're a fortune teller, let's hear you tell my fortune.
Oh, sure. All right, now, let me concentrate. I can see it all now. You are going to marry a girl.
Well, that'll be a novelty.
She is not only beautiful, but she's got lots of money. $5 million, to be exact.
Honest to goodness, $5 million? Wonderful.
But wait, I made a mistake. She's only got $4 million.
Sure, I knew it was too good to be true. Continue.
And with the money, you will build a house. And one day, you will invite all your friends over for dinner, all of them.
Do you think he'll come?
Naturally. And you will show your friend around the house. You will show him the parlor.
The parlor?
Yes. And as you open the door...
Yes.
You see your wife sitting on the couch, making love to the butler.
You know, I never did trust that butler. I wonder if he could make trouble for me. Nah, I don't think so.
You will quickly close the door so your friend shouldn't see. You will take him to the kitchen and make him some coffee. But wait a minute, I forgot about your wife and the butler.
Nuts. Let them make their own coffee.
Thank you.
was Tico Tico. And Lloyd, that was a samba that was a samba. And my next song is a song, What Is a Song? It's a request from the boys of the 14th Weather Squadron, United States Army Air Forces, Stuart Field, West Point. Blues in the Night. Just for you, boys. My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing will keep you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, yeah, the trains are calling, wooey. Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, wooey. A wooey da wooey, a clickety clack, a echoing back, a blues in the night. Oh, oh, I can hear those whistles blow from Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. Now I've been in some big town, I've heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Oh, oh,
oh.
She said, beware of the night. She said, keep out of the night. My mama done told me I got the blues in the night.
Oh, Connie, that's a bit of singing to be proud of.
Well, thank you, Jack. Thank you. By the way, Jack, where's Buddy?
Oh, I thought you knew, Connie. He went down to his concession at Coney Island.
You mean he actually bought a concession at Coney Island?
That's right.
Well, I have an idea, Jack. Suppose we just mosey down there and see what he's doing.
Let's go.
With you.
Then right over here in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, we have the ugliest man in the world. He is so ugly that when people look at him, they shudder with fright. When he walks down the street, children scream. And here he is, folks. Just look at him. Isn't he the ugly... Hey, wait a minute. Who put that mirror in front of me? And over here, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Hercules. Hercules, the strongest man in the world. Look him over, folks. He has so much iron in his blood, the hair on his chest is steel wool. 293 pounds of solid bone and muscle. And now, say something to the people, Hercules.
Hello, everybody.
Hercules, ladies and gentlemen, has accomplished many great feats, such as lifting trucks, pulling trains with his hair, and lifting 1,000 pounds with his teeth. But still, there still is one more thing he wants to do. Tell the people what it is, Hercules.
I want to buy a paper doll to call my own.
Well, now, folks, as you notice, both of Hercules' parents are just as normal as you and I, aren't they, Hercules?
Yes, except my father.
Why, what's wrong with him?
Well, he has two ears.
Two ears? Well, what's wrong with that? Everybody has two ears.
Yes, but not on the same side of his head.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hercules, as I live and breathe, and I doubt it, will now do a sensational trick. He's going to pick up a 500-pound anchor and break it over his leg. And may I remind you, folks, this trick is impossible, if I may use a subjunctive mood. So, Hercules will do it. Go ahead, Hercules. There you are. He did it, folks. Now, Hercules, I want you to pick up the anchor.
All right.
Now pick up your leg.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this performance. There'll be another show in just a half an hour.
Oh, Buddy. Buddy Lester.
Oh, hello, Connie. Hey, how'd you like the act? Hey, what are you doing here at Coney Island?
Never mind that. What are you doing in a freak show?
Connie, read that line right, please. It says, with a freak show.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Maybe I read it right. I'm sorry, Buddy. Anyway, I thought you were going to be a mind reader.
Well, I was. You know, I hired a beautiful girl to be my assistant, but she quit.
How come?
She read my mind.
But do you have a license to run a freak show, Buddy?
No.
Well, you better watch out. You know, the police won't like that.
Ah, who cares about the police? Mm. And who cares about a license?
Well, no. So you haven't got a license, eh? Don't you know you're not allowed to run a concession in Coney Island without a license?
I'm allowed to run a concession. Oh, the police.
Hey, Buddy, tell him it's not a concession. Tell him it's only a freak show.
That's right. Look, officer, everybody down here is a freak.
Calling the guardian of the law a freak? Lester, I'll have to report this.
Be calm, Buddy, be calm. Be nice to him.
Well, okay. Look, officer, gee, I'm really a nice guy. Here, have a cigar.
Trying to bribe an officer of the law, are you? I'll have to report this too, Lester.
But gosh, you don't understand, officer. All I'm trying to do is run a freak show. Look, here's one of the freaks I captured. Sardini, the fish face boy.
No, you're fishing without a license, Lester.
Oh, no. Look, officer, I'm only trying to make a couple of dollars, getting a few nickels and dimes from these people.
Aha, panhandler.
Look, if it'll please you, I'll take all these tickets, I'll tear them up, I'll throw them away. There, see?
Now you're littering the streets with rubbish.
Oh, wait a minute, officer, wait a minute. You can't arrest him. That's Buddy Lester. He's from Brooklyn.
Aha! Smuggling dope across the border.
Oh, come on, officer. You're piling it on awfully heavy. You'll have the poor boy exploding in a moment.
Sabotage! That's the last straw. I'm going to run you in, Lester.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Gee whiz, if you arrest me, it'll attract a crowd.
No, you're trying to obstruct traffic.
What am I going to do? Look, officer, will you please tell me what I can do and what I can't do?
Sure, I'll tell you. And it's all very, very simple indeed. No profanity, no fishing without a license, no littering the streets, no panhandling, no obstructing the traffic. And remember, this is a free country.
Well, officer, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going home, to my own home. And I'm going to bawl out the maid. And I'm going to beg her for a couple of cents because she is my servant and I can beg her for a couple of cents whenever I want. And I'm going to tear up all my newspapers and throw them all on the floor because it's my floor. And I'm going to go fishing in the goldfish bowl. And I'm going to block the hallway because it's my own hallway. And you know something? You can't do a thing about it. Now, what have you got to say?
Just this, wise guy. You're under arrest.
Oh, yeah? What for?
Making a speech without a permit.
Friends, I'd like to do this next song for our boys in the service. Fellas, from me, from all of us, good night, wherever you are. Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams, wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night, wherever you are. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far. loan drive is underway, and I know that we're all going to buy more bonds than ever before. But I'd just like to have you keep this in mind. It's a wonderful thing to buy bonds, but it's just as important to keep those bonds. Remember, your bond is your word to the men overseas. Now, till next week at this same time, this is Connie Boswell saying, good night, all.
The Connie Boswell Show comes to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.